InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Turn of the Trump administration. The first 4 or 5 months were just stellar. I was beside myself. If you actually analyze the policy and what was getting done, and people that don't understand policy that are lightweights were attacking me and saying that I was this worshiper of Trump and that I was sycophantic and that he was horrible and it was terrible. But I was secretly being paid by the administration to do this. No, I was getting everything I wanted in 30 plus years on air. Dismantling the globalist anti-human new world order. And then they ran off Elon Musk, Doge, stopped the corruption being ferreted out, basically went from overdrive to 2 miles an hour. And the neocons all swooped in and started saying, we need to purge the Republican Party of these evil anti-Israel people. That means anybody that's against a new world war. And it just got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And then now, Trump comes out with this giant attack on myself and on Megyn Kelly and Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens, the four horsemen. And now Mark Levin's calling for us to be basically purged off the air. And it's Netanyahu's eight-front war to shut down opposition. And you've got all these different operatives, like the head of the ADL saying a month ago, we need to use the same tactics of the pagers. He says this. In fact, get that clip, please. We need to use the same tactic of the pagers against people in America that say Israel started this war. I'm like, what? You did start it. I mean, it's just crazy town. Israel under Netanyahu is so villainous now and just trying to start a fight with everybody and calling everybody Nazis. And it's just summoning a major clash of civilizations. So I really needed Trump to succeed. I really want to win the midterms. I really want to salvage this. But I'm not stupid. You think I care about CNN reporting on me and stuff? I mean, I used to be attacked 10 times worse all over the news. It means nothing. People go, oh, he's doing this because he wants attention. Trump, like, Jones doesn't get the attention. That's why he's doing this. It's like we're in junior high or something. No, Trump, you talked about wiping out a whole civilization and never to return and blowing up water treatment plants and ground troops and all this delusional crap and the neocons and Israel lobby all over the place saying, let's use nuclear weapons right now. And we know that's on the table. It was being pushed. This is absolutely end of the world, cuckoo town, madness of King Lear stuff. I say what I believe is right and what is accurate and what needs to be done. And I am just completely horrified by all of this. And sure enough, the drums are beating to come after. That's what the neocons are saying. I have stacks of news articles here where they're saying that we need to arrest everyone who's getting foreign money. And so the neocons are saying, arrest all these influencers. They're getting Qatari money with no proof. I'm sure some are. There's all sorts of money out there. I've never gotten any foreign money or any domestic money from government or groups. And then, of course, then the other, quote, influencers counter back. Oh, well, a lot of you get money from Israel, which they do on record. Salem's owned by Israeli government, basically. While their hosts run around saying, arrest everybody. You know, they started this. And it's just like, oh, let's arrest everyone. We're back to Russiagate now, but now it's Qatargate. I mean, it is just a wild, crazy, insane time to be alive. But at the heart of this is Melania Trump's speech yesterday contradicting President Trump when he said Epstein's a hoax. That's why he went on a crazy posting bender with diversionary stories to distract from that. I think there's a very good chance, just like Melinda Gates left Bill, that that's about to happen. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
what's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Israeli band, not a British band, not a Chi-Com band. We're an American band. We are a sovereign nation that's supposed to run our own affairs. And Israel, through the Likudniks, is doing a hostile takeover of our country. The evidence is overwhelming that Trump is being blackmailed by the Israel lobby. And when we saw Melania Trump, I'm going to play her full clip here in a moment, come out yesterday, and it's reported Trump didn't know this was about to happen. She said, I'm doing a press conference, or I'm going to make a statement. And she went out there with that six-minute statement and said, Epstein is real. He's an abuser. The victims deserve justice. Congress needs to hold hearings. The cover-up needs to end. And then you can just juxtapose that with Trump. Dozens of times, it's a hoax, it doesn't exist, nothing happened. His FBI director, deputy director on TV saying he acted alone, he wasn't a human trafficker. When Ghislaine Maxwell's in prison for that. And then here's his wife. So Trump said in statements, we're getting them, and on Truth Social and in person with his mouth, verbally, that if you think Epstein's real, you're not MAGA. Remember that? We'll play you the clips. Well, now, by his yardstick, Melania Trump is not MAGA. His wife is low IQ. His wife's a Democrat Party operative. His wife's a stooge. Because Trump has said, I and others that say, hey, this Epstein thing's very serious, and it goes to the heart of all these matters, not just sex trafficking and pedophilia, but eugenics and depopulation and human cloning and all sorts of evil. There's new Epstein emails they've dug out where Bill Gates is talking to Epstein about killing the stupid people, getting rid of the poor people. Yeah, there's Trump. Trump tells those focused on Epstein he doesn't want their support. But you can then just show all of what his wife said. And then there's the email that's come out of her about a year before she met Trump. I'm going to have the archives. We have a great archivist, but you've all heard me say this about 500 times in the last few years, that Trump isn't being blackmailed with any real Epstein stuff himself sex-wise, but it's the people around him like Howard Lutnick and others, which is making firm. I said, I think it's going to be Lutnick from what we knew, the connections living next door to Epstein and the rest of it. He got caught lying, but going to the island, all of it. But I also said, knowing that scene, knowing insiders, like Roger Stone, he didn't tell anything about this, but he said that we saw this recycled 10 years ago, just got recycled again, that you've heard this a thousand times from me, that Melania was a hooker and that she was under Epstein's control at a modeling agency that's the cover for it, and then that's how he met Melania a year later. We've checked that. It's not true. But that's what they were holding back and using, embarrassing her and embarrassing Trump. That's the kind of thing they were holding over his head when he told Marjorie Taylor Greene, it'll hurt my friends. It'll hurt people close to me. Not just Lubnick, but his wife, because there's emails, and you know there's not just this one, where, oh, so incredible in Palm Beach, I want to come back soon. You're so amazing. You're so beautiful, Ghislaine. This is when she's this beautiful supermodel doing, you know, soft porn shoots and whatever, not putting her down for that. It's very artsy stuff, her with another beautiful woman laying there. I'm not going to lie and say I don't like it. And when Trump knew that was about to be released, or trying to blackmail him 10 years ago, because I told people that did it, not the blackmail, but Trump's people, they leaked it to the New York Post, the pictures themselves, to get ahead of it. Trump did. I got it from the guy that did it. You can probably imagine what his name is. By the way, Roger Stone's joining us now next hour to get into all of this and more. So he's a little upset with me, but that's okay. We'll have a nice discussion about it. So you don't want to miss any of this coming up today. But almost no one is noticing this, but it's starting to get picked up, as I said first last night, or yesterday afternoon when I did a video on this. This is all about Melania. And Trump came out and attacked myself and others. And it's clear that Mark Levin probably wrote it all. Todd Blanche might have had a hand in it. Those two collaborate. But that, not just that, but a bunch of other crazy stuff Trump did online, just a flurry, probably never posted this much ever that I've seen, is because he was so freaked out by that. And this follows the pattern of Melinda Gates, now Melinda French, when she found out Bill Gates was lying about Steve and how many times he hung out with him, what they were doing, and the hookers and all the rest of it that he denied. Now it's all admitted, and the diseases and all of it. Remember, first that wasn't true. Now they admit it. That she began to pull back from him and say, no, this is very real. He's being investigated. That's what you saw from Melania. Any way you sliced it, she now is learning what they've got. And she's now learning about how sordid all of this is. And so she came out in emergency damage control. Now, I happen to know people that were there at the time and knew Epstein and knew Trump and knew all this. And I were literally involved double dating with Trump and all the rest of it. And that's how I investigated this 10 years ago and said, no, Melania didn't have sex with him. She wasn't a hooker. They floated this. Michael Wolff, the writer, is a Democrat Party operative, very close friends with Epstein, one of the people that communicated with the most, thousands and thousands of emails a year. They've been pushing and setting this up for a long time. And notice Wolf came out a day and a half ago and said, oh, yeah, it's in a new book that another individual wrote, that Melania had sex with Epstein and that they also have these emails. And so that's why she came out. But you know, behind that is the Israel lobby and blackmail. And they're 100% using it. And Epstein was above Mossad, hooked into the Rothschilds, MI6, and CIA, but part of it all. And that's all in the emails. And as we go through the millions and millions of them, more comes out. So that's, instead of talking about myself and defending myself from what Trump said about me, and I'll do some of that later, it's more important to talk about why he's doing this right now and how he's in full panic mode and how it's now Susie Wiles confirming what I told you weeks before she went public, that it's a disaster of the war. Israel convinced him, lied to him about a threat that didn't exist, told him in the last 2 to 4 days. Now they want to hit him with nukes. Trump was even talking about that. Now we have the Israeli intelligence head that's under Netanyahu. We have Jonathan Pollard, the famous spy, who's very influential. We have Mark Levin calling for nukes. We have a bunch of them calling for nukes. And then Trump says, yeah, total destruction in one day. It's a nuclear threat. People explain what a war crime that is, so he pulled back. And then said yesterday, no nukes, period. Trump tells MS now he didn't know nothing about Melania's statement. Exactly as I told you. So this is a big, big deal. Trump was blindsided by that, just like Musk learned that there was an Epstein cover-up. He went, I'm out, and put out a post on X saying, he's in there, he's covering up, I'm not part of this. Melania is now pulling a Melinda Gates or Elon Musk. And so is everybody else. As the evidence comes out of a cover-up and all the rest of it, everybody's like, okay, we're not part of that. No, thank you. Despite him killing the carbon taxes and getting 96% control of the border and great financial policy and all the rest of the stuff, sorry, you just can't put defending human trafficking, pedophilia, world government, trilateral commission, crime syndicates in the middle of it. But that makes Trump even more dangerous to cover this up with the war. Trump tells the Post he's preparing military. If Iran fails to comply in talks, we're loading up the ships. You know, that means ground troops, which he's already said. He said, we'll totally obliterate you worse than ever, but we won't use nukes yesterday. And now he's saying this. Vance warns Iranians ahead of Pakistan talks. U.S. has all the cards. We want the nuclear fuel. And I would advise Iran, but see, Israel just keep attacking him if they make a deal. Give up the fuel. Get a deal. Get a reparations deal. Stop. Because you will end up losing, but so will we in a Pyrrhic victory. And it's already out. Exploding inflation in the CPI. And it usually takes a month and a half for numbers to come in. Well, we're 5 weeks in. We're 41 days in. CPI report. Inflation surge as effects of Iran war show in prices. Yeah. It's going to get worse and worse. Even if they open the strait completely today, which it's not, take 2-3 months to even go back to normal. And that's a huge wave of inflation, which you bake into his economic plan. Devastation, which the Rothschilds and BlackRock love because America then goes bankrupt. We were already on the very edge of it. Trump had to get this Hail Mary in. It was working. And now he let the Rothschild BlackRock group through Israel is usually screw that because bigger than Iran, the U.S. and the world economy was the target. This is COVID 2.0, as I said 5 weeks ago. And now all the top economists are calling it exactly that. Sorry, I just know what I'm talking about. This is what I do. Now, we may still be able to get out of this, but if all of us that are the most prominent, and you know, my show is bigger than the corporate media, all those Tuckers, bigger than ever was, all that, that's why Trump says, oh, they're little, nobody listens to them, they're pathetic. Yeah, that's why he's responding to us. If we take the high road and just don't get in the fight with Trump totally isolated, early onset dementia, totally freaked out, being blackmailed, in over his depth, completely surrounded by enemies, we've got to just get the truth out to the public so they know what's going on, so the globalists and the Israel lobby can't just have us all fight with each other over who runs MAGA, who's the future of MAGA, like who's cool in high school, who's going to be the beauty queen and class president. That's not what this is. This is about policy and real issues. That is what this is about. Now, I'm not going to start and stop this. I'm going to just go through the 6 minutes of Melania. Then we're going to play Trump saying, you don't ever talk about it, it doesn't exist, or you're not MAGA, you're low IQ, you're excommunicata. You are prosada non grata. You are exiled. You are bye-bye. Well, I think Melania said, I'm bye-bye. Like what I said to Trump yesterday, I've already been very critical of you and trying to salvage things, but thank you for delineating it very clearly that I'm not with the new guy that threatens to annihilate total civilizations in one day, never to return. Definition of genocide. I'm going to blow up all your water. I'm going to blow up all your energy so you starve to death on all your bridges. Sorry, didn't sign up for that. Didn't sign up for you to salute Mark Levin and say, there's the new American flag. Bow down to this guy. No, thank you. So this is a existential crisis, the very future of this country and the world. And spanking Trump got him back on course a little bit, but now he's double down and coming back at us out of frustration and using us as a distraction from his wife that looking at the tea leaves and the angles, she may not publicly divorce him, but everything I'm seeing looks like she just flew the coop because she knows what's coming. I think that's a safe bet. I think you all agree with me. It's not just gut level. It's thousands of data points. And I'm sad for Trump on that. But he bet on the wrong horse. He bet on the Israel blackmail. He played games with these people. And now they are hurtling the world towards total destruction. The intelligence agencies are against this. Almost the entire cabinet behind the scenes is against it, as I told you weeks ago. Now it's come out. And Trump is freaking out and looking for a way out. Oop, there goes your wife now, bro. See what you did? So you want to try to distract onto me? Knock yourself out. Audience just got bigger. We'll educate these people. Because I'm here to stabilize the planet and have a human future. That's my goal. Not to be famous, not to be at Mar-a-Lago, not to wear tuxedos. Because I internally have my own worth, my own strength. I am confident. I don't need the trappings of power because I have the power of intellect that God gave me in the Holy Spirit. And everybody knows it. So, I will continue to chronicle what's happening. Here's the First Lady.
Good afternoon. The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today. The individuals lying about me are devoid of ethical standards, humility, and respect. I do not object to their ignorance, but rather I reject their mean-spirited attempts to defame my reputation. I never been friends with Epstein. Donald and I were invited to the same parties as Epstein from time to time, since overlapping in social circles is common in New York City and Palm Beach. To be clear, I never had a relationship with Epstein or his accomplice, Maxwell. My email reply to Maxwell cannot be categorized as anything more than casual correspondence. My polite reply to her email doesn't amount to anything more than a trivial note. I am not Epstein's victim. Epstein did not introduce me to Donald Trump. I met my husband by chance at a New York City party in 1998. This initial encounter with my husband is documented in detail in my book, Melania. The first time I crossed paths with Epstein was in the year 2000 at an event Donald and I attended together. At the time, I had never met Epstein and had no knowledge of his criminal undertakings. Numerous fake images and statements about Epstein and me have been circulating on social media for years now. Be cautious about what you believe. These images and stories are completely false. I'm not a witness or a name witness in connection with any of Epstein's crimes. My name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements, or FBI interviews surrounding the Epstein matter. I have never had any knowledge of Epstein's abuse of his victims. I was never involved in any capacity. I was not a participant, was never on Epstein's plane, and never visited his private island. I have never been legally accused or convinced of a crime in connection with Epstein's sex trafficking, abuse of minors, and other repulsive behavior. The false smears about me from mean-spirited and politically motivated individuals and entities looking to cause damage to my good name, to gain financially and climb politically, must stop. My attorneys and I have fought these unfound and baseless lies with success and will continue to maintain my sound reputation without hesitation. To date, several individuals and companies have been legally obligated to publicly apologize and retract their lies about me, such as Daily Beast, James Carville, and HarperCollins UK. Now is the time for Congress to act. Epstein was not alone. Several prominent male executives resigned from their powerful positions after this matter became widely politicized. Of course, this doesn't amount to guilt, but we still must work openly and transparently to uncover the truth. I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors. Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony. Each and every woman should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes, and then her testimony should be permanently entered into the congressional record. Then, and only then, we will have the truth.
That's right.
Thank you.
Wow. So she just totally contradicted Trump. We're putting together like a 10-minute compilation of him saying, don't investigate it, you're dumb if you do, on and on and on. Here's just a short compilation. Here it is.
I have never had any knowledge of Epstein abuse of his victims.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
My name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements, or FBI in interviews surrounding the Epstein matter.
And are people still talking about this guy, this creep?
I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors.
So this is a Democrat hoax that never ends.
Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony.
I know it's a hoax. It's started by Democrats. It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats. And some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net.
What did Trump call me yesterday? Low IQ. Because I've been attacking him for years. No, I haven't. Whenever you listen to liars, whenever you do things that I disagree with, I'm not in a cult. I say it. And I'm overwhelmed by how many bad things you've started doing in the last 6-8 months. And now you want to blast your oldest, longest supporters ahead of the midterms, and your poll numbers just dropped even lower. And now the inflation's rolling in. And now more of the emails are coming out, even worse. Bill Gates with Epstein talking about killing all the poor people. We got that coming up. I mean, what do you expect us to do? Just shut up about this? The damn emails are a treasure trove exposing the whole globalist system. The pedophilia is one small part of it. My Lord, it's the mother load. It makes Wiki look tame. I'm supposed to shut up? No, I'm at war with the globalist. I'm Team Humanity, Trump, and it's you that got off that train. And now you got a problem. Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal, so that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors, because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigly, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research. and then go to the oliveshonestore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Enter Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bolivine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit theoliveshonestore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber. Lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time. So all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs. Cancel any time. $30 a month. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at TheAlexJonesStore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
I just mentioned a name, but a woman who I saw the other night on television just ripped some poor idiot apart. Megyn Kelly is here, and she's doing... Come up. Come up here, Megyn. By the way, I'm having a great time up here. Are you having a good time? This guy... Is he the greatest interviewer? Candace Owens, I watched her, and I saw her coming. I said, you know, I'm pretty good at star power. I look at I say, that's a star.
I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed.
Donald Trump, let me say this. My audience, I'd say 90% supports you. Okay. Right. And right. You definitely have shown your knowledge of geopolitical systems.
If you really love America, you should not love all your politicians. And actually, you should probably dislike most of them. So for Trump to say that Megyn Kelly, Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones are all just low IQ, and that's the reason that they're having this beef with him right now, when they helped to get him elected and tried to help three times to get him elected is just, in my opinion, this is a low IQ take. This is a stupid take. He even says they had like failed careers and that's the reason that they started their own stuff. Bro, their own stuff is 2 to 3 times bigger, if not more, than anything they did when they worked for the mainstream system. I don't know who's whispering into this guy's ear, like freaking Grima Wormtongue from Lord of the Rings, but they're telling you wrong stuff, bro. Half of the people that I grew up with in this movement are not on Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin's team. Okay, we aren't neocons. We aren't war hawks. We want America first. And if you make me choose between America first and MAGA, it's America first all day. That's what MAGA was supposed to be. You were just the best vessel for it, bro. Don't get it twisted.
Absolutely on target. Now, let me play you Sky Television reading the chilling email that Melania admits is real. Of her 1 year before she met Trump, we have a whole timeline from the New York Times back when it was accurate because Trump was basically a Democrat and popular, and they reported on all the different gossip about him. He's just a basically tabloid celebrity. He was a billionaire at that time. As everybody remembers watching on TV and reading the newspapers and People magazine, he was in the news every day. And so I talked to people that knew him, not just Roger Stone, who was his wingman in between divorces on double dates for 50-something years, but others. And we know Melania was a supermodel, and we know that she was involved in this stuff, but we investigated, and she didn't have sex with Epstein and you know, all the rest of it. But we knew they were holding that and dangling that, as I told you hundreds of times, when nobody else was, as one of the main things Trump was pissed off about. But when you hear this email, and I bet there's more, because people are still ferreting through them, so I'll let you search them 10 at a time, there's 3+ million. Imagine what else the Israelis have, because Epstein was a super global gopher of the Rothschilds and a board member of the Trilateral Commission who was a stand-in for David Rockefeller. I didn't even realize how powerful he was. I thought he was just a super gopher. As these globalists got older, he became basically the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers in one. And it's incredible. And it's all in there. Israel groveling to him, British royalty groveling to him in the emails, Bill Gates groveling. So here she is talking about, I had such a great time with you guys in Palm Springs, Florida. I had such a great time. Can't wait for you to take me there again. You're so amazing, Islaine. You're so beautiful. Now, this is the email that obviously the Israeli operatives and then the globalist operatives is the first one they put out. You know there's more. You know this is blackmail of Trump. A day before she went public, not telling Trump, he confirms that. They put it in the press. She gets pissed and gets ahead of it and says, stop the cover-up, have an investigation, it's real. Contradicting her husband, the president of the United States of America. And, of course, we know she's telling the truth because we got all the damn emails and witnesses. It's horrible. The pedophilia is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Cannibalism, murder, genetic engineering, cloning, wars, overthrowing governments. I mean, it's narcotics trafficking, weapons trafficking, human trafficking on a mass scale. He ran the CIA Air Force out of Ohio, going back to George W. Herbert Walker Bush in 1991. He's 30 years old. He's on the Trilateral Commission board, the main board. He's running with Bill Barr, the super CIA officer, two-time attorney general, the CIA Evergreen Transportation Air America 2.0. I mean, it's all there. And I knew about a lot of it in his little air forces and the CIA, but I didn't know how big it was. Imagine what's in the emails they didn't release. 98%, the Justice Department says they didn't release. Only 3 million emails, only hundreds of thousands of photos, only thousands of videos. Imagine all the hundreds of hard drives, everything that are photographed by the FBI. So, again, Trump would never let somebody get something over on him. He would never go to Russia and St. Petersburg and be pissed on. A, he's a clean freak. I know the inside baseball. I know Trump's sexual proclivities, all of it. I've got all the sources. Bombshell females, whole nine yards. It leaked out in the news back in the 80s and 90s that he kept a townhouse to, you know, keep whoever his girlfriend was in. I know the people that managed that for him. Trump got a little mad at him sometimes because they get into the cookie jar on his girlfriends. Trump sometimes had four or five girlfriends. And here's my message to Trump. Because all I can do is give you stream of consciousness to cover something like this. Because I don't have some aim. I don't have some goal. I don't have some Machiavellian plan. This is so big and so insane. I can just spill everything I know. And you can try to make of it what you will. But Trump would have up to three mistresses at a time in New York alone. And again, it's the same thing. 6 foot tall, bombshell, superpower women, totally intimidating. That it's not kids he's into. I know his M.O. That's my M.O. I want the full power, 1,000 horsepower woman. Some kid, absolutely zero attraction. Some 14-year-old girl. That's what Epstein liked, girls with braces. Ugh. When I was 14, I wasn't shooting for that. I was shooting for the college girls. I knew what looked good. So the point is that I've defended him because I know the truth. But all his buddies, a bunch of them were screwing kids. And now by extension, he's covered it up. And so he's just as guilty as they are at the end of the day. And I've been saying that for months, and he's pissed off at me. Sorry, bro, I ain't signing on to Howard Lutnick, living next door to him at 9/11. He lived at 9, Epstein 11. And Lutnick running the insider trading on 9/11 on United American, the billions of bucks. His employees all die. He doesn't die. That one day he didn't go and take his kid to school. just like Larry Silverstein, the owner of the building. They got double insurance on terrorism the month before. They won't even usually give you terrorism insurance. On and on and on and on and on. And then at the Epstein Island repeatedly and living next. Oh, I didn't even know him. Oh, I went there once. He was creepy and that was it. And you're a liar. So we're not getting down in the sewage with you. And we love Kennedy. We love Gabber. We love the good you did. We love all this, but you made a big mistake. Now, the Democrats love this because you're covering it all up when 99% of it's them. Boy, they really manipulated you. And then you got the Israelis that are clearly blackmailing, and that's coming out now. And your wife's smart. She's like, well, I wasn't involved in this. I'm out. I asked a question on X, the post for this live feed. I said, is Melania leaving him? Well, she certainly just contradicted him for the first time ever in an unannounced press conference he didn't know about. He confirms. What's that sound like to you? When your wife is in the White House press conference, speech, in front of all the press, contradicting you bigger than Dallas. She's just hit the ejection seat, bro. She's like an F-18 pilot and a missile just hit the plane. She's like, eject. So all you idiots attacking me, saying, you get Qatari money. It's articles. You're going to go to jail. Ain't seen the Qatari money yet? You think you can buy me? I'm going to talk about that later. A few months before they sued me in 2017, this big Republican law firm that I was using to get reports to Trump, he'd say, well, give me a report. Give me the facts. So this knock-knock, use this big law firm, the top Republican law firm. I'm not going to say the name. We'd like you to come meet with people that want to work with you and help you. This person's the head of a federal agency. This person's such and such. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And you tend to think like the CIA is the top of it or the Pentagon. No. It's the FCC and the SEC and the State Department. That's the guys running it. Oh, we've got some officials here would like to meet with you. This is all off record. Do you agree? NDA, this is criminal. You're going to never. And I've had these meetings. They knew I'd met with Bilderberg Group members and other globalists. So they said, yeah, I'll meet with you. As long as it's not criminal, I won't talk about it. But I'll meet later. You'll talk about the details, but not the specifics. Okay, boom. How'd you get that? By day two, got up to $50 million a year to join them and work for them. And they said, listen, we really like you. You're really smart. We love you. You get all this. Just like Rothkopf did years before at the Kissinger Group in front of my producer. That wasn't off record, so I can talk about it. I said, how would you like this? And have a seat at the table. We won't do what you want all the time, but you'll be able to have input. That's how this works. You're going to be part of the council. You're going to be part of the superclass. Same speech Rothkopf gave me. And the richest man in the world at the time, they're like, well, this guy as well, he'd like to, $50 million. And I said, no. And they said, that's really not smart. You're about to be destroyed with lawsuits. And it was the CIA, FBI, we now know. And I said, I'm sorry. I just can't do it. So, okay. They said, all right, we respect that. Good luck. Then they start calling my family and confidants saying, hey, you should really, and without me knowing, come down and contact and meet with people in my circle trying to help me. So the idea that I have sold out for clicks, so the media talks about me, it does nothing when I'm on every news channel. People see me and know who I am. Zombies watch that stuff. Zombies. I used to have Google alerts. I don't even do it anymore. And it would be like, the worst I ever saw was 36,000 articles one day. Now, that's APs in like every radio, TV station, newspaper. You know, so one AP would be like 25,000 articles, or Reuters would be 6,000, 7,000. But hundreds of independent new articles a day. Sometimes I'd go to the TV channels. You remember seeing it, 2017, 18. You know, I'd be on every channel, every news channel, because they saw me as the populace had to be destroyed that didn't take the money. As a message to everybody else. And then I get to hear Trump say, I don't call him back, so he's mad at me. I could have him on my side if I wanted to, but I'm too busy with national and world affairs. Dude, you invited me to Mar-a-Lago and to the White House last year. And I said, oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Oh, talk to this. Okay, great. And didn't make the call. Didn't go. Because I don't want to sit there in a room with 20 people at dinner and have you pat me on the head and tell everybody how great I am. I really don't like that. I want victory over the globalist. I want to free humanity. That is what excites. I want war on tyranny. I have boiling blood. I'm a warrior. This is my mission. It's my pedigree. It's in my blood. Not being a sycophant in a king's court. I'm on the front lines, not in some sun king's court, seeing who can kiss ass the most and steal the most money. If I wanted that, I'd have had all that. I'm not Judas Iscariot. If you want to use a biblical example, I'm John the Baptist, heralding the global revolution and awakening. That's my, and even the left and the Rockefeller Foundation years ago, it was in Newsweek and stuff when it was big, and then even Rockefeller Foundation, they said, this guy's got to be stopped. Like 15 years ago, they go, he is like the John the Baptist of the Tea Party, radicalizing them. And when I read those reports later, not just in the news, but in, you know, Rockefeller Foundation stuff, it's public. And I was just like, I was so proud of that. I was like, oh, my God. But that's how smart they are. They're smart. So I love all these lightweights, Johnny come lately, nobodies, come along and say that I am on a Qatari payroll and need to be put in prison with no evidence. Before I was a Russian agent. Yeah, I could get on an airplane, go to Russia and say $50 million a year, and they'd put me in as a propaganda head, and I'd sit there. I can't do that. Yeah, no, I've had letterhead from Vladimir Putin signed. Full authorization, total maximum visa. I published it, showed everybody. I didn't go over there because I didn't want the potential of people to say I was doing that. And I've had Israel and the Israeli government ask me to go to Israel for 20 years. All the same crap. I want to see Israel. I want to see Russia. Sorry, can't do it because of the way it looks. I'll just sit here in the wilderness and do what I do. While a bunch of lightweights that don't know anything and don't have the battle scars. By the way, I love my scars. Both real and spiritual. They're memories. They're things I did. They're victories I had. Even my defeats were victories because I didn't give up. So Trump is done if he doesn't pull out quickly. His wife is leaving him. It's overwhelmingly clear. She just contradicted him in an unannounced press conference he didn't know about. Think of the magnitude of that, and I take no pleasure in that. And the left, Jones admits Trump was always bad and he was wrong. No, we got a lot of good done with him, and you guys are pure evil. So I have this paradox of I have to do the right thing with Trump and stop him going to nuclear war while I also look at you. Like World War Z, where the zombie, you know, they got the glass and the zombie's trying to get in. And I'm like in this room with crazy Trump, like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, trying to put him in a straitjacket. And then up against the windows, a bunch of zombies scrabbling at it, trying to get in. You know, the armored windows. And I'm like looking at the zombies and I'm looking at him saying, stop, please, please. And then he, you know, punches me in the face and like his supporters, like gremlins, crawl up and start biting me. And Mark Levin's like, you know, politically stabbing me in the ass. And I'm just like, please stop. And the zombies are just scrabbling at the window right there, hundreds of them. And I'm just like, good God. and the inflation's going up, the recovery's going to fail. I mean, it's horrible. I'm just glad I didn't take the money and join these people, because they're in worse trouble than the general public. And their whole plan is failing. And I've got all these clips. I got to do a compilation of all these Israeli officials, their head of intelligence, all of them giggling and laughing about nuking everybody. And they're about to nuke. And we got a nuke. And then all Trump's neocons nuke, 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 nuke. And you look them up and you read their military statements. They've admit, oh, I don't understand the military, but I know we can do this. And the military's telling them, don't do this. There's something about someone that doesn't have the research, arrogantly shooting their mouth off, and the chutzpah that gets so far, and then they believe they're invincible, and you can just see them going over the edge of a cliff. With me, the more power I get, the more I'm scared to exercise it. These people, I don't just mean the Jews or Israel, but just in general, the more power they get, the more they think they're invincible. That's not how it works. You're driving a 1,000-horsepower car. I've had one. You better know what you're doing. And you're not just driving along slow with your fast car to look cool. You're going 250 miles an hour. And you may think you're in control. What happens when there's a buzzard in the road that doesn't get out of the way? It hits your windshield, you flip, and the car explodes and you're dead. What happens if a deer runs out in front of you? What happens if another car has a blowout while you're in the fast lane? See, there's all these variables you don't control. So you shouldn't drive 250 miles an hour on the highway or even the tollway, because there's other people you could kill. You want to get on a racetrack and risk your life, go do it. But you guys are on a racetrack right now. And here's another thing. You got us in the car with you while you're driving 250 miles an hour down a major highway. And what happens when there's a wreck and all of a sudden the highway shuts down? Oh, you're gonna shoot around on the shoulder, huh? Oh, other people are going to take the shoulder too to go around. Now you just hit somebody in the ass at 200 miles an hour. Now you're all dead. That's the analogy, you dumb bastards. You're driving on a major highway at 250 miles an hour, and it's thrilling. The lampposts are going, because I'm the guy that's, when I was younger, I've done it, and I've repented of it. Because I could have killed people. Don't do it anymore. But that's what you're doing. All that's got to happen is a cooler blows out of the back of a pickup truck, or some junk out of a dump truck, and you go 250 miles an hour and you hit a little piece of wood, your car is going to fly off the road, folks. There's all these variables, and that's where we are. 250 miles, and Mark Levin's laughing. Woo! He's like in Dr. Strangelove when they drop the hydrogen bomb and the cowboy's on it going, woo! Woo! Going down, baby. But he does it. Slim Pickens knows he's about to die and he's doing it. Mark Levin don't even know he's going 250 miles an hour down the highway. I don't understand the military, but I just know we got to do it. Got to hit him with nukes. Yeah. Come on, bro. You know how a hydrogen bomb works? Bet you don't. Shouldn't talk about things you don't understand, sonny boy. Leave that to people that have the proclivity. Oh, we got to copy this. Low IQ. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm copying that. We already were having one, yeah. A picture of me saying low IQ. Let's stop right there. Let's go to Melania's creepy email. I wouldn't disagree. It's groveling. Like she's talking to her big sister, Elizabeth Maxwell, but oh, please, let me hang out with you again. This is what's under Trump's bonnet. Here's a clip.
She appeared to reference an email as well, an email that has been published that is part of the Epstein files that have been released over a period of time. It's an email, I believe, from October 2002, an email that she is alleged to have written to Ghislaine Maxwell, the partner of Jeffrey Epstein. It's an email in which she writes to Ghislaine, "Dear G, how are you? Nice story about JE in NY magazine. You look great on the picture. I know you're very busy flying all over the world. How was Palm Beach? I cannot wait to go down. Give me a call when you're back in NY. Have a great time. Love, Melania." So says that email from 2002. Now, Melania Trump is saying in this extraordinary live statement from the White House that she is not associated with Jeffrey Epstein. She never has been. She never went on his aeroplane. That he had no part in her being introduced to her future husband, President Donald Trump, essentially totally disassociating herself with Jeffrey Epstein. So we're quite...
All right, we're going to start next hour. Roger Stone is, he thinks overall I've done a good job, but I've gone too far, and he's a little mad at me. And that's fine, because he's super confident Trump, 51 years. I love loyalty to a certain point. And we're going to unpack all this, because I still want him in the midterms. I don't know if we can get Trump out of what he's doing and stop listening to neocons. I know Roger's no fan of Mark Levin, actually hates him. But Roger Stone's coming up, and a bunch of clips and a bunch of news, and all the other stuff we're being distracted from right now. Benny Johnson is courageously, I love Benny Johnson. I understand his worldview. He wants to save America, and he's being pragmatic. But he came out and said, listen, they should ban Mark Levin and Netanyahu from the White House, because it's confirmed. I mean, he has incredible sources, because he's deep in the White House. Most of the White House is pissed. I talked to a lot of them. And it's come out in the news weeks after I told you that they're trying to end this and think the war is a terrible setup by Israel. He says, listen, Israel deliberately lied to Trump. They should be banned from the White House, the current administration of Israel. I agree. Good for many. So that's what it's going to take, is just putting the cards on the table. Briefly, I can't do this without you. I'm not funded by Qatar or Israel. I'm funded by you. The products are insanely good. This weekend, Sunday at midnight, it ends. Ultra Methylene Blue, the best methylene blue, energizes your cells, clean energy, no letdown, so good for your whole body. They're doing a at cost, or loss leader, really, because they have to do customer service and stuff, $16.79 for Ultra Methylene Blue, ends Sunday at midnight. And it's one click in your profile, become a subscriber, cancel any time for free, but you lock in $16.79 in perpetuity if you like it. It has a 94% reorder rate. Nobody has that. Other supplements are 80%+. Most people have like a 20% reorder. That's how good it is. If you want to experience Ultra Methylene Blue, young, old, everybody should be on this. Get it now. Be a subscriber. Cancel anytime. One click. And just each month it sends it back out to you, or you can pick however many months you want. Locks it in at $16.79 a month. Cancel anytime for free. TheAlexJonesStore.com. There's the limited edition InfoWars cooler bundle with a lot of cool sunglasses and goodies in it. Just $99, $199 value for VIP, $79.99. So everybody should be a VIP for $30 a month, $40 spend in the store instantly, special deals, special offers, and lower prices on every product when you're a VIP. Buy anything, be a VIP. InfoWars Ultimate portable cooler is amazing. Rolling sale about to end on Ultra DNA Revival Shilajit capsules and more, 40% off. Take action now. These sales are ending Sunday at midnight central. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and help keep us on the air. Check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel when you're on the site as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back. I'm very pleased to announce two new great products at TheAlexJonesStore.com that will 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at TheAlexJonesStore.com. They're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. And this is one of the most popular, long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods, everywhere else, because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, it's very, very smooth without the letdown, lasts up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill. a strong dose of high-quality ashwagandha root, known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. It's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to, say, 10 p.m., and I've been, you know, jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Bigly and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years to relax. I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode, and this is how I do it. Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com.